Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Well, so hockey hangover is a real thing.
So
I thought yesterday, okay, good. So the game's going to start at 4, and it'll be awesome. And then, you know, and then hockey hangover won't be a bad thing.
Right.
For today. No, then I realized the game starting at 4 was completely worse. No matter what happened, no matter what the outcome was going to be last night, because knowing that it started at 4, everybody went, well, I can start early. It's no big deal.
I'll
have plenty of time to recover before. Well, and then the game ended up, what time did the game end last night? Midnight?
7:45. At least.
And then, my God, then, of course, you've got to watch Game of Thrones afterwards.
Exactly.
Afterwards.
It's like you were sitting in my living room, and the whole time I just wanted to take a power nap for like 15 minutes and then watch Game of Thrones. And then I'm like, oh, I can't function right now. So I just powered through.
So have you been into Game of Thrones this whole time? Why do I feel like you haven't been into Game of Thrones?
No, I got into Game of Thrones midway through last season. So, like, I power watched it. Like, I went through the entire couple of first seasons really, really quickly. And then I caught up about halfway through season 7, and now I'm in.
So you're there?
Yeah.
Last night's so good.
Yeah. Everybody cozies up around the campfire so they all can die.
Right? I don't think we can talk about that. I don't think you can say things like that.
Yeah?
You know, well, I don't know.
It's so funny because I do want to make references.
I don't want to say anything.
No.
There's certain facts you can't say, but you can say that it was nice to see everybody together. You know?
Yes, it was. It was good to see everybody together.
One last time.
Did you, Lil Jess, did you ever make it?
No, I haven't.
I know you were going to watch. You were going to try.
I tried, and then when I came back home, I flipped to something else. So I've only gotten into the first 20 minutes of season 1, episode 1.
What didn't you like about it?
It was going kind of slow, and then someone told me make sure to turn off cell phone,
yep,
put the subtitles on, they suggested, and I couldn't find the subtitle button for that TV that I was on.
You know, that's funny you would mention that. Do you watch closed captioning for anything?
No.
I don't, know.
We've ended up doing it a lot, and not because we're like old and can't hear or whatever, but for shows like Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm,
where you probably ought to kind of keep your game straight. We turn on the closed captioning.
The problem with it is, with closed captioning for me, is that I find myself just watching the words come across. And then I miss half the scene. And I go, I've got to go back and rewatch it now. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Watching Kayla's mouth move.
No, I find myself staring at the bottom of the screen.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I'm not looking at, wait, there's boobs I'm missing. Hang on a second with all of that.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I'm not kidding. I feel like it's been months since we did this. I haven't seen you guys. It feels like forever.
Yeah.
I've covered ridiculous amounts of ground since we last saw each other.
Oh, really?
The last time we saw each other, this is what kind of blew my mind driving in this morning. Last time we saw each other, I had yet to go to L.A. to do the ESPN College Basketball Awards fan jam. Which seems like it was forever ago.
Which, by the way, I was following your like every move while you were out there, and I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? Well,
I said to Kayla, I said, are you proud of me for my 14-year-old girl social media presence?
You did a very good job.
I did my best.
Yeah,
I tried. A lot of times with that stuff, I'm just busy, and I don't think to. And I hate my pictures. I hate every picture that I take. But I thought I did good. I took multiples and was able to figure it out. Spence is the mystery here, as he usually is, the man of mystery.
I went to San Diego.
I thought you were going to Montana.
I thought you were going to Montana.
Just completely opposite.
We were taking a trip to Montana, and we had a purpose, but we were going to take our time and camp as we went up. We were going to spend more time. Well, we found out that it's winter, and it's still in certain parts of the country, especially north, where the campgrounds aren't open. So it was one of these things where we would have made a trip and then had to just hustle back. And my wife said, no, we're not doing that. We'll do that in the summer. We'll go up to Kalispell, and we'll go to Flathead Lake. We'll do the whole thing. We'll camp on our way up. So we're like, let's go to San Diego instead. I went to the zoo and all that kind of stuff. And then I ended up in San Jose or middle of the week. So I was all over the place.
How do you do? Spence ends up, I'm telling you, there should be a movie about this guy's life. Because he ends up falling. Do you pay for these tickets when you go to San Jose?
I haven't yet.
And you've been three times. Yeah, you've never paid for a ticket.
Wait,
you sat on the glass once.
Yeah.
Twice. I sat on the glass this week, too.
Ha!
Yeah, well, because I have friends. It's never me. I have friends that have friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a friend who has another friend that has four seats on the glass in San Jose, and he likes her and gives her tickets. I sat next to former 49er quarterback Steve Bono, which isn't,
Steve, I'm thinking Young.
Right. He's not Steve Young. He's not Joe Montana.
Yeah, when he was
in the middle somewhere.
When he first said former 49ers quarterback, like, Joe Montana? You know how your brain races through the options?
Yeah.
I'm like, Joe Montana? No, and then he said Steve. Oh, Steve Young?
No,
Steve Bono, number 13, as I recall.
Yeah, and right, well, not way up there on the list of 49er quarterbacks. Still cool as can be.
Sure.
And they lost, and that sucked. And every time I've gone to San Jose, they've lost.
Was he wearing his jersey, just so you'd know? No. Just so you go, hey, that's Steve Bono.
For sure, that says, hi, I'm former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then that's where your wife goes, so is his real name Steve and they just call him Sonny? Or,
I don't know. Nice guy. But, yeah, it was kind of a cool. I ended up going places I didn't think I would be going. You know, I thought I was going to hang out at the house all week.
And you ran into a bunch of, like, Golden Knights fans in San Diego, right?
Chet has said this before. I don't know how we don't have higher ratings. I'm not kidding. Yeah. At the San Diego Zoo, no less than five. I'm not exaggerating. Five different families just randomly came up and said hi, took pictures. I had a family singing the Beat the Sharks song, and we took video and posted it. Just say, hey, Spence. It was the weirdest thing.
That's funny.
It was cool as could be.
As long as you peeled the Band-Aid off now. Could it have been anybody but Tomas Hertl? The guy who, after game five, said, we're going to win this series because we're the better team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Could it have been anybody but, well, actually, I'm glad it wasn't Burns. I'm glad it wasn't Thornton.
And I'm glad it wasn't Kane.
You hate Evander Kane.
God, I hate
you. Hate Evander Kane. A lot of people hate Evander Kane. But, wow. Well, I will tell you what, though, Knights fans, now in the second season, we do get to experience a Game 7. I'd rather it was a Game 7 in our barn, but a game, there is nothing, I'm telling you, there is nothing better than a Game 7. The world is going to stop tomorrow night.
Yeah.
7 o'clock start?
That's what I hear.
The world is gonna stop at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. What?
Nothing I want to watch, but I feel like I'll get super emotional the whole time.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know if
I can. That's the beauty of Game 7.
I know, but my boyfriend's not going to be in town to help me work through those emotions. So it's like, I'll be sitting there, a hot ball of, like, you know, crying and everything during the game.
Hug Penny the Pirate dog close. What do you think?
I'm going to stay positive. That's not what I think.
Yeah, I'm worried. No, I'm worried.
No, I will say this. This is the positive fact I'm going to stick to. Fleury has never lost a Game 7 in the second season. So he's 2-0, I guess. I read somewhere. And maybe
Second season in playoffs.
In the playoffs. He hasn't lost a Game 7.
I would believe that. And by the way, Jones played out of his mind. San Jose's goalie played out of his mind after being just him. After they had him on, literally on like a mental watch.
We took 100 shots against him or something. I mean, come
on. Couldn't get one by.
No.
So I think he's had his. You know what? Let's stick with this right here. Yeah. Stay positive, Las Vegas. Let's get ready. Go, Knights, go.
Beat the Sharks. Do, 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 do. Beat the Sharks. Do, 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 do. Beat the Sharks. Do, 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 do. Beat the Sharks. Drown the sharks, do 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 to do. Drown the sharks, do 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 to do. Drown the sharks, do 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 to do. Drown the sharks. Hate the sharks, do 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 to do. Hate the sharks, do 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 to do. Hate the sharks, do 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 to do. Hate the sharks.
San Jose sucks. Do 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 do. San Jose sucks. Do 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 do. San Jose sucks. Do 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 do. San Jose sucks. Don't wear teal. Do 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 do. Don't wear teal. Do 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 do. Don't wear teal. Do 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 do. Don't wear teal. Go Knights. Go do 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 do. Go Knights. Go do 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 do. Go Knights. Go do 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 do. Go Knights. Go.
And by the way, that coat that Turk was wearing, that Gallant was wearing last night, was not teal.
It was cobalt.
At best. Yeah. Royal blue, maybe. Cobalt. Yes, I'm
gross. Cobalt's a favorite color. That's cobalt.
What's your favorite color? Cobalt blue.
It is cobalt blue.
What did we learn about Kayla today? Her favorite color is?
Cobalt blue.
Cobalt blue. Write that down. That'll be the final exam. So we've already got the end of the show covered. Let's take care of the first part of the show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chip Buchanan Show.
The absolute best part of your weekend. 702-364-9898. Bruise and Blues is coming. I'm telling you what. I never, ever, 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 ever go out of my way to go watch blues music. Okay? Mm-hmm. Never.
Gotcha.
Go to Springs Preserve.
It's so much fun.
It's the best event, isn't it?
Uh-huh. You go around and sip it, everything. Oh, my God. Because I'm not a big, like, flight person when it comes to beers, like, trying those different. I'm not that person. But I'll go do this because it's an amazing experience.
Take you a little tiny mug. A little tiny mug. It's cool. You go around and you go, please, sir, may I have more?
Can I have some?
And you, please, sir, more, please.
Your ale, please.
Right. You go by. You just go around, you drink a million of them. And it's good music. And the music's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just.
They go together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we have free tickets if you're over 21. We've got Cowabunga Bay tickets because it's about to become a million degrees out. Right. We'll start with the 90s and work our way from there.
Okay.
Supercross tickets, Monster Energy Supercross at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, May 4th, which is what? Not this weekend, but next. Already talking about May.
Yeah.
And Gary Owen, very, very funny. Gary Owen will be at the Pearl at the Palms on Saturday, July 13th, all for the price of you just telling us what the absolute best part of your weekend was. 702-364-9898. Kayla, you start. What was the best part of your week?
The girl that comes on after us, Audrey Lee, she got remarried this weekend. And we all went out Saturday night and partied until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And so, yeah, it was an awesome time.
Were you in on that?
I was going to go, and then I had an allergy attack, and I just couldn't. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock.
It was a last-minute thing. I don't even know you anymore.
I took two Benadryl.
Oh, see ya.
And like 8:45, I'm like,
that's it.
Or I would have been out, but I'm like, I can't make it.
Yeah. Best part of your weekend?
Game of Thrones. I mean, there's like Easter family stuff, which was great, and I thought it'd be a better Game 6 win would be my, but no, it was Game of Thrones.
Best part of your weekend?
My son, he just loves to dance, pop, lock, drop it, whatever it is. So watching him and recording the videos and then getting in on him with the dance routine, that's just really fun.
How did I not see the video of this?
I haven't posted it yet. He's now very critical, very critiquing himself and making sure, like, hey, don't post that one, post this one. Yeah.
So you don't have a son, you have a daughter.
What was yours?
You know what I mean?
I guess.
My wife pointed out that I didn't have an event on Saturday night, which was amazing. We thought we were going to be out of town. We had to come back. Jake, the 15-year-old Golden, just hated us being gone.
Oh.
And he has bad back hips. And apparently at one point he couldn't get up off the floor or wouldn't get up off the floor and wouldn't eat. So we came home early. We came home early for that. But then it ended up being like, all right. And once we got there, he was fine.
Jumping around.
He's fine. just chilling Saturday night. And then yesterday, a buddy of mine and I just went out and played golf out at Reflection Bay. And it was beautiful. And it was just nice.
Oh, I bet it was gorgeous out yesterday.
Gorgeous. And it was just chilling. 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chip Buchanan Show.
All right, 702-364-9898. I will tell you, if you want to extend the weekend out a little extra, happy Earth Day, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Earth Day.
And we will all be at Floyd Lamb State Park up in the extreme northwest part of the valley. today from starting at 1 o'clock, and we'll finish when the job is done.
Yes.
Doing an Earth Day cleanup, which Kayla, who is the, what are we calling you, the captain? Are you the captain
I'm
of
the
our?
Captain of our One Thing initiative here at Entercom Las Vegas.
And it's a big deal. They've, we're all volunteering, which basically means we're working without getting paid. But we're,
no, we are getting paid. Well, we don't get paid. The part-timers get paid, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're getting paid. Sure. It's in your contract.
The funny thing is, like, we have a weird schedule where, like, we're in the morning. That's when we do everything. So, like, people that work in our office here, they get the afternoon off with pay. It's perfectly okay. But they have a 9-to-5 job, so they can take the afternoon to go up and volunteer.
We're all volunteering. Mandatory. We're mandateering.
As it was said, voluntolding.
Voluntolding. That's
voluntolding,
what it is.
Voluntolding.
No,
right.
That's totally what it is. But... I make jokes.
Yeah, of course.
But we're excited to do it, and it'll be fun. And I guess if somebody wanted to come and join us, they could, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's open. If you guys want to come and help clean up, we're going to be there from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're meeting at the ranch house at 1 o'clock, and just let them know. They'll let you in for free if you let them know you're coming to
volunteer. There's no law that says you can't come into the park and help pick up trash.
Right?
Yeah.
You know. So that'll be fun later on today. Absolute best part of your weekend. It's 702-364-9898. Michelle, what was the best part of your weekend?
So it is being in Disneyland, and if you're wearing any kind of night gear at all, just randomly in a crowd, you'll hear, go, Knights, go.
Yeah. Michelle Cable, who always, always has a better weekend than you.
It is pretty cool.
She has the best weekend.
I can back that up at San Diego Zoo, same thing. Everybody wearing Golden Knights hat. Go, Knights, go. Awesome.
That's amazing. It's just amazing. Is this Deanna Lee Kaiser?
Deanna Lee Kaiser it is.
DLK, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Yesterday, just chilling, watching the game, spending time with family, enjoying an Easter day off.
You got to do better than this. you just can't slide through with the...
DLK has represented all of your family time on Easter.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, there you go. Bernadette, to be more specific, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Bernadette, you've been waiting so long. Now this is your big moment. Don't blow it.
Oh, my gosh. These people is shopping for the Easter basket.
It's funny to watch, though. You have to admit.
But wait a minute. Weren't you one of those people?
Well, I was smart. I went at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I kind of screwed up one thing. I forgot, like, a few peeps for the baskets for my grandkids. So I had to go back. And I knew to go at 6 because I was not going to participate in the insanity. But I went back twice because I forgot peeps.
Bernadette, oh my God, no, do not go the day before Easter. I'm just warning anyone, do not go the day before Easter to any sort of, we went to Walmart and they, God bless them, they were so overstaffed. They did everything right. But I'm telling you right now, you couldn't move through the aisles. There's so many people.
It's chaos. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Don't go to the grocery store the day before Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day.
Everybody freaking Valentine's Day at Walmart.
The wreck.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad. Our boy, Russ, what was the absolute best part of your weekend, sir?
Celebrating my 21st wedding anniversary at Texas Day Brazil. Amazing food. I don't think I've ever had a better meal.
Today's show is brought to you by Texas Day Brazil.
No kidding.
When did you go? What day did you go?
Saturday.
Oh, so you still have meat sweats.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course.
So much meat.
Yeah. It was awesome. I'd never been. Oh, my goodness. And I love meat. And, yeah, that was outstanding.
I love meat. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Well, and by the way, congratulations on finding somebody that will put up with you for 21 years, because we should all be so fortunate.
Bravo.
You know what I'm saying?
No kidding.
Good for you. Summer Jam is coming. Ellie Goulding, she's starring.
And I don't want to be somebody without your body.
Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony is there.
Really
Ava Max. Madison Beer. And Fletcher.
Wish I could get a little drunk so I couldn't call you at 5 in the morning. I would unlock you.
What in the world are you waiting for? Get your tickets at KLUC.com.
Right. All right.
We'll see you there. Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan, which is a fantastic venue. So good for you to be that close to all those stars at Summer Jam. Again, KLUC.com is where you should go. I have not heard the audio. I've only seen the video. What night was it that he was singing? Was it last night that Gavin DeGraw was singing the anthem?
I believe so.
I think it was last night. Yeah.
You know, I just assumed it was last night because I hadn't seen it until this morning. But Gavin DeGraw sings the anthem. Was there an Imagine Dragons sighting last night at the Golden Knights game?
Not that I was aware of.
There was rumors that there was going to be Imagine Dragons.
No, it was Golden Pipes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was just that. I'm just saying.
I was like, oh, no.
Just saying. So Gavin DeGraw sings the national anthem for the Nashville Predators and then goes. He just takes a step back. He's like, you know, like everybody's like, you know, home, brave. And then he's like, you know, hands up. Woo!
Yeah.
And every crowd going crazy. Homeboy takes a step back and steps off of carpet onto ice. Ice is slick.
That's what I hear.
Ice is, yeah. That's the word around town. His ice is slick, and Gavin DeGraw found out the hard way. Crowd goes because his feet literally stepped back and his feet kept going in the direction that he was going, but his face went the other direction. He literally face planted.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Literally face planted. Have we not all at one time or another face planted in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet 90% of us have.
Uh-huh.
You got a story?
I have.
You got
one.
A story?
Yep.
You got a story?
Duh.
You got a story? I got a story. Well, why don't we swap stories? When did you face plant in front of everybody? 702-364-9898.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Gavin DeGraw singing the national anthem, Nashville Predators game. Nashville's a distant second to us in terms of fan, activity and everything,
yeah.
and atmosphere at the game. So they're good fans there in Nashville. Someday they'll be as good as us, but no, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
but they're pretty good there. So Gavin DeGraw, you know, crushes the anthem, and they're all excited. Then he goes to take a step back, you know, because they roll the carpet out.
Yeah.
And he goes to take a step back and misses carpet. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's thinking. But he's like, yeah, you know.
He was feeling the moment.
Go Preds. Arms up in the air. Steps, slips, and literally feet go right out from under him and straight down, face plant on the ice. Listen to the crowd.
Oh.
That's great.
Oh. Sydney, you're still living the shame of when you bit it.
I actually am because my boyfriend still hasn't let it go from when it happened.
how long ago did it happen?
So remember that when it snowed a few weeks ago, it was the day before we got the snow day. We got the day off from school.
Yeah, so because you're going to make it up today. That's why you don't have an extra day of spring break.
Sadly, yes.
So where do you go to school?
Las Vegas Academy of the Arts.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. So
yeah.
I got you. So you're going into LVA and tell everybody what happened.
So it was lunch and it had just snowed. Everything was all wet and gross. And I'm running and I decided it was a good idea to run into the band room, which has linoleum floors. And as soon as I step foot, my feet go flying up and I slam down into the ground right on my knees.
Oh,
God.
Brutal. Was there pointing and laughing? Was there pointing and laughing, or was there concern for your for your injuries?
No one actually really moved. My boyfriend and I just sat there laughing for a bit before I'm like, oh, my God, it hurts.
Have a great day at school. Do great things with your talents, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Sydney. You're awesome. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Because in school, they'll never let you live it down.
Yeah.
Where were you when yours happened, Kim?
I was at a bar called AJ's in Tallahassee, and it was my junior year of college. And we didn't get a lot of time off because I was doing 2 days for cheerleading. Mm-hmm. And so we went to a bar, and I fell down the stairs. And it was like one of those extra tall staircases. So like I fell for a good while and then had a giant bruise on my thigh that went from like my hip all the way down the side of my thigh. And trying to explain that to my cheerleading coach the next day was horrible.
How many beers in were you?
4. Like, I mean, it wasn't that much, but it was enough to lose my, because it was like, oh, it was one of those top ones that kind of, like, the top of the bar rocked a little bit in the wind because it wasn't quite secure enough. So when you went down the stairs, the wind got you just right. Like, it just got me, and I fell.
That is the most Florida of stories.
Oh, yeah. My God, it was bad.
That is the most Florida of stories. So, Ken, so it wasn't your wedding. Whose wedding did you say it was?
It was my best friend's wedding.
Right? And it says here on my screen that you were performing. Is this true?
Yeah, I was breakdancing on stage.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I told you, alcohol was involved.
Yeah. So were you actually a scheduled performer, or was this just an impromptu performance for the assembled masses?
To be honest with you, it wasn't scripted. I don't even know how I got on stage.
Yeah.
Well, like, my buddies are bringing me on stage. They're like, do it, dance, dance. And I was like, what? And I'm dancing, you know, next thing you know, I fall off the stage, I rip my pants, I landed on my shoulder. And with alcohol, you don't really feel the pain.
Till later.
So I didn't really feel it until later. But I'm walking around the wedding now with ripped pants. And till this, like, still, like, about a year later, we had another wedding to go to. And our friend was doing a speech. And he was like, and by the way, Ken, if you decide to dance, I got you a pair of pants just in case.
Yeah, that's all right. There you go. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Day before game seven. There's nothing better than a game seven. It's always better when you win game six to force game seven. But, right. You know, hey, this is all part of it, and let's get after it. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, just... conserve your voice. Let them hear you all the way in San Jose. In fact, we will play Beat the Sharks as opposed to Baby Shark. Beat the Sharks. Coming up in just a second. Lil Jess, when did you bite it in front of everybody?
Oh, gosh. You know when they say texting and driving, bad idea, right?
Yeah.
Texting and walking,
yes.
Bad idea. Okay. Yes. Well, okay. Yeah. My son, who at the time was in kinder at Bonner Elementary, just finished dropping him off, heading back to the car. So walking through the playground, walking on the side, all the way down to the car. And in the middle of texting, and then all of a sudden, I hit the concrete. I don't even remember... I don't know if I got stuck in between like a cracker in the sidewalk or something, but just straight down. Next thing I knew, I was in the middle of texting, about to hit send, and then I'm looking at the concrete. I don't remember my knees bending. I just face planted. Now, the most beautiful thing about that experience is the person who helped me up was the single dad I had been crushing on the whole school year. I don't think anyone laughed because I think everyone knew, oh my gosh, she's going to hurt. She's going to hurt big time.
Wow. Nice. Spence, when'd you bite it in front
They
of
used
everybody?
To do a night of camping at a Summerlin Park over in, I think, not the Vistas, but one of the neighborhoods.
Okay.
And so we were setting up the tent. You know, those tent poles are spring-loaded, okay? Yeah. And if you don't get them in right and you don't have a grip on them, it'll hit you. So I'm trying to do the tent. I don't camp a lot. I'm not expert at it. There's probably a couple hundred people on the grass field. And that thing snapped out, caught me in my cheekbone, and literally knocked me face down into the ground. Flipped me around, basically, from jumping back. And my son just stood there over the top of me and laughed. It missed my eye. It missed my eye by like an inch. I could have had a patch.
Well, and the great part about that is the person who picked him up was the dad he had been crushing. No,
that's so weird.
I'm hosting a concert, and I'm very, very excited. This is up at the outside of Seattle, what they now call it's the Washington State Fair. Before it was like the Western Washington Fair, whatever. And they do these big concerts during the fair. It's 10,000 people. You know, as a kid growing up there, that's one of those stages that you want to be on.
Sure, okay.
You want to, because you're like, wow, this is cool. This is cool. They put we were co-presenting with another radio station. And the other radio station bust in a ton of people. Just a ton of people. And the acts were, like, one was kind of like a pop act. I don't even remember what it was now. One was like a pop act. The other one was like a rock act. And literally it was good versus evil out on stage. I walk out on stage and I'm like, hey, I'm Chet Buchanan. What's up? And, you know, like... half the crowd's like, yeah, that's our boy. And the other half's like, we hate you. You suck. So I'm trying to win him over to the point of then I introduce the other guy because it was like, you go first, then you introduce me. Okay, great. So I introduce the other guy. He comes out and goes, hey, guys, this is my boy Chetty. And when I introduced the other guy, all the rock people were like, yeah, that's our guy. And the poppy were like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? They were polite. Okay, yay. Great. But they weren't booing. They weren't like, we hate you. Like, they were the other guy. So the other guy comes out, and he's like, hey, Chet's a good dude. We were hanging out backstage, blah, blah, blah. We're really excited for the concert. I'm like, yeah, are you guys ready? Everybody ready? And I turned, and, when the spotlights are hitting you in the face,
yeah.
And you literally hear stories about that. You literally cannot see anything.
No, you can't.
In a lot of cases, and sometimes you can't even see the first couple of rows. I was out too close to the edge of the stage, tripped over. No, I didn't fall off.
Oh.
Thank God. I could have. But I tripped over a monitor that was sitting in the front of the stage and just couldn't regain my balance. And so went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, trying to catch my balance.
Yeah.
And then just,
no.
Yard sailed it right there on the stage. And the where you hear the mic hit the stage,
yeah.
And then there's like that awkward feedback sound,
right? Yeah.
And everything.
And then you hear the crowd go, oh.
Yeah, like Gavin DeGraw. It was like. Oh. Except for the rock people who all cheered.
Yeah.
You all cheered and pointed and laughed.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5.
90.4.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So there's this 59-year-old guy near Omaha, Nebraska. Good feeling story of the day. Doesn't start out that way.
Okay.
It says, admittedly, it starts out a little rough. 59-year-old guy near Omaha having heart palpitations while he was at work last week.
Oh, no.
An ambulance shows up to take him to the hospital. It's about a 20-minute drive. At one point, his heartbeat goes up to 200 beats per minute.
Oh, like he's God. A mouse.
Yeah.
Right?
It's bad. Like he's about to explode.
Yeah.
You know? And then this audio, it picks up the story here, doesn't it, little Jess?
It should, yes.
Yeah, it does.
We're in a rescue call.
Okay, by the way, the cheesy sound effects.
We're in a rescue call. Chest pains.
En route 1 male patient, code 2.
The jolt of the pothole converted the...
Obviously, this is from the news Omaha. Hence, all the wacky sound effects. Oh, you know what I really hope there is?
I know which one.
You know what I'm hoping there is.
Oh,
that's in there. Watcha!
Yes.
Karate chop! All right, back to the story. Here we go.
We're in a rescue call. Chest pains.
En route 1 male patient, code 2.
The jolt of the pothole converted the patient's racing heart to normal rhythms.
So the guy's got his heart's 200 beats a minute. The ambulance hits a giant pothole in the road, and it jolts his heart back into a normal rhythm.
Oh. No way.
They hit this pothole. Ah! You know what I mean? Like, oh, God. Wait a minute. I feel better now.
That's amazing.
It basically did what those electric paddles do. On the TV, clear.
Yeah.
It's rare, but apparently this happens more often than you might think, according to the doctors, that it's not uncommon.
That's crazy.
So
it's rare, but it's a well-described phenomenon.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
One way to treat that is with an electrical shock. Classically, you'll see on television, the paddles clear and the big jolt.
That's what I just said.
Turns out you can do that with a pothole. It's about the only good thing from potholes.
I guess. There's, and you go back through You go back through like the medical journals and whatnot, and they show about every 3-4 years, this will happen. So I don't know. Apparently doctors won't say much else, but apparently pothole guy, which is what they called him, pothole guy. Hey, here comes old pothole. That's great. He only spent a day or two in the hospital. He's already back home.
Okay, good.
Everything's fine. So your tax dollars at work, and it's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I don't care what. You're just shaking your head.
I just wouldn't recommend, like, if you're feeling a little ill, like, don't go out and just start hitting potholes.
Well, I wouldn't
count
on that.
I know, exactly.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Little Jess, who's on the phone today?
That is Rob Reyes of Silverado Ranch.
Oh, man.
What?
What's up, everybody? What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's your social handle?
Rob Reyes, 1975, I think.
Go check him out on Instagram. He already filled his part out, but there's a note for you to go to work today or to school. Hockey hangover is real. I think everyone understands.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you need a note, it's on Reyes's socials.
All right.
I'll grab it and throw it up.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. That was funny. I had the day off anyways.
Oh, do you?
Oh, awesome.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Buddy, thank you for getting up and playing Spence's challenge then. That's awesome.
Well, I'm with you guys every day no matter what.
I know you're hardcore, P1 D1 AF.
Yes, all day.
MF.
Love the morning zoo.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
19 years is strong.
5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And will you be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Not today. Not you. Nope. It just doesn't pay off for anybody. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. It's happening fast. I believe you say his last name, Tutel, T-E-U-T-E-L, Paul Tutel Sr., also known as Paulie Sr., is in the midst of a nasty bankruptcy proceeding. What reality show was he the star of?
Orange County Choppers.
Prayers to the NFL quarterback whose wife is recovering from a 12-hour brain surgery. What team does he play for?
Oh, Redskins.
Some Rebel fans have forever thought that Rick Pitino should be their coach, but which NBA team is he supposedly talking with?
Timberwolves.
16 sick passengers were transported to the hospital from a flight Sunday from Ecuador by way of Miami that landed in which city?
Atlanta.
I'll let you have the last one. I feel like I was going slow. A pizza restaurant in which state temporarily closed after employees posted on social that they put laxatives in the food? Gotta have an answer.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
That always makes me laugh on ones like that last one.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick one.
Yeah, throw out a state.
Well, now he knows what's coming. So take it easy in there, silly.
Gosh.
Here, you want me to just show you the answer?
Yeah.
Just tell him.
I actually wasn't listening, so I don't
think
know
you'll
what
be okay. Yeah. Honestly, I think you'll be okay. I'm not sure how you say this guy's last name properly, but I believe it's Tutel. Paul Tutel. Paul Tutel Sr. is in the midst of a nasty bankruptcy proceeding. Which reality show was he the star of?
American Choppers.
Prayers to the NFL quarterback whose wife is recovering from a 12-hour brain surgery. What team does he play for?
The Lions of Detroit.
Some Rebel fans have forever thought that Rick Pitino should be their coach. But which NBA team is he supposedly talking with?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
16 sick passengers were transported to the hospital from a flight Sunday from Ecuador by way of Miami that landed in which city?
Dallas.
A pizza restaurant in which state temporarily closed after employees posted on social that they put laxatives in the food?
Texas?
Yeah.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Well, let's see how we did here. Paul, how do you say it? Tutel?
Tuttle?
Yeah.
Whatever. Paulie Sr. In the midst of a nasty bankruptcy proceeding, which reality show Is he the star of? Reyes said
Orange County Choppers.
Spence said
American Choppers.
Oh, which one is it? It's American Choppers.
Oh.
Orange County Choppers is the shop.
Oh, maybe that's what I knew it was something like that.
Isn't Orange County Choppers the Jesse James guy?
I don't know, but I know the show's called
which
American
Choppers was him?
I thought Orange County Choppers was the other guy.
West
Coast Choppers.
And the Orange County Choppers is in New York State, upstate.
And the Chopper owns a couple of car dealerships here in town.
Mm-hmm. Different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prayers to the NFL quarterback whose wife is recovering from a 12-hour brain surgery. What teams he played for, Reyes said?
Redskins.
And Spence said?
The Lions of Detroit.
Booyah! Booyah!
Two times for Spence. Man.
12 hours.
Yeah. Some Rebel fans have forever thought that Rick Pitino should be their coach. Rick Pitino should be here. Which NBA team is he supposedly talking with? Reyes said?
Timberwolves.
Ben said?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Booyah!
Give him three. 16 sick passengers were transported to the hospital from a flight Sunday from Ecuador by way of Miami. They landed in which city? Reyes said.
Atlanta.
Spence said.
Dallas.
Boston.
Boston.
Come on, kid.
I didn't know.
Come on. Logan Airport. The best airport ever.
GOAT. Greatest of all time.
GOAT.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently they were all in a group, and they all ate dinner at the same restaurant in Ecuador before they got on the plane. And, oops. Nasty. Just nasty. Three for Spence, none for Mr. Reyes, and a pizza restaurant in which state? Temporarily closed after employees posted on social that they put laxatives in food. Reyes?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Just pick a state, bro.
I thought you were asking about the pizza place, not the state.
No. That's why I said, well, Spence said?
Texas.
Yeah, and it was Texas.
Oh, cool.
Oh, just guess?
1 in 50 shot.
How about that?
So
we should be playing high-low, I want to go. You would win the trip. And you didn't even need it, even though you got it. It's one.
Booyah!
And
booyah!
And
booyah!
And
booyah!
Booyah!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Are you really not doing Spence's joke?
No, I'm not going to do it because...
Is it a good joke?
No, he's trying to hijack my thing. This is my
That's
thing.
True. That's true. No. Rarely does anybody get to stick their fingers in the Song of the Week pie.
Exactly.
No. Nobody ever.
And then on top of it, he wants to throw in a little bit of joke on my thing, and he won't even laugh at any of my jokes. I refuse to laugh at his joke. I won't do it.
No. Finn, you know what? Good for you.
Exactly. I may actually think it's funny, but I'm not going to laugh at it. So.
Don't tell it.
I made up a joke over the weekend, and I just sent it to her. That's all. I didn't. And she didn't even respond. Like, hey, thanks. Nothing.
Right, because she's like, stay in your lane, bro.
Do you want to hear it? It's Spence.
No.
Spence, you tell it. No, you tell it.
Hey, Lil Jess, why didn't the Easter Bunny have a backup plan?
I don't know. Why didn't the Easter Bunny have a backup plan?
He put all his eggs in one basket.
See, there you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And in the whole girl power thing, little Jess isn't going to laugh
at
it either.
Strong, and I like it. I like it.
You are so...
Like I said, you might want to laugh at it, but you don't, because it's been
such BS. You were like, I am not, you know what? Any one of us, you would have thrown us under. But Kayla, you're standing strong.
Yep.
There's something I dig about that.
I respect that.
And hate about it all at the same time. Just, yeah, I don't know. Oh, who's on the phone?
Joanna Hurtado from Henderson.
Oh, outstanding. So, Joanna, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the Brews and Blues tickets, the Cowabunga Bay tickets, or the Supercross tickets? And just know that there are four of those.
Supercross tickets.
Yeah, I figured you might. You might. So who goes to Supercross with you?
And my son, my daughter, and my husband.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Oh, fun.
All right.
You are a true American hero. You are the Hulk Hogan of your family.
Yes, I am.
Wow, that is fantastic. And you know what else? Today really is your lucky day. What? You know what else?
What else?
Kayla's got a joke.
Yeah.
Yay.
I can't believe you didn't know. All right. So we heard that other piece of garbage. No, it was a very good joke.
It really was.
A wonderful joke. But now, Kayla, you have a lot written down over there.
I do. I have a bunch written down right now. So.
How many do you have written down?
I have four or five written down right now.
All right. Pressure's on.
So which one do you choose? It's a lot of pressure on yourself.
I know. What do you call a man who pours a lot of drinks?
It's not Easter themed?
No, it's not Easter. It's not Easter anymore. It's past Easter.
Easter Monday.
It's Easter Monday.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I forgot about said. Easter Monday. My bad.
Okay, wait. What was the question?
What do you call a man who pours a lot of drinks?
Do you know? Yes or no, Joanna? Do you know?
Don't tell. No, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you call a man who pours a lot of drinks?
Phil.
That's what you went with. That's what you went with.
Listen,
the
people have spoken.
Tell the other one.
Why was the broom late for the meeting?
Why?
I think I know. Why was the broom late for the meeting?
Because he overswept.
Eggs in one basket.
Yeah, you put your eggs in that basket. Goodness.
Is there another? Wait, is there one more?
Yeah.
You went to all the trouble. Did you write these?
No, I actually wrote this next one, but you guys aren't gonna like it. I know.
Are you sure?
What happened when 30 got hungry?
Wait, I'm intrigued. What happened? Do you know, Joanna?
No. No, I don't know.
You were adorable.
Still laughing at this week.
See? Like you said, the people have spoken.
Yes, absolutely.
The people have spoken. I just figured you went to all the work. We might as well showcase all of your
time. Thank you. Yes.
So wait, what was the question?
What happened when 30 got hungry?
And you don't know? Joanna?
No.
What happened when 30 got hungry?
38.
38, all right.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
A fight? Huh? Had a fight on vacation.
Really?
It was fight-ish. I was a jerk. I'd lost it. I'd gotten frustrated.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
Yeah. Well, she's not taking that from me. I got my act straight. In short,
so everything smooth at home now. We're good. Okay.
Everything was always smooth. I made it out unscathed.
Okay. You weren't sleeping on the couch at all?
Nah. We're good like that.
Yeah.
No, I was a jerk. Usually we don't get that far. Amy and I don't get to that point. I just
hold it inside and let it fester.
Yes, that's so.
That's the healthy way to do it.
Everything happened at once.
Yeah, I got you.
And it was just like, then I went, oh my God, what am I doing? It's ridiculous. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you in your life. Your little petty anger. Shut up. So I began apologizing profusely right away. What are you and Buddy fighting about right now?
We're disagreeing. I want to put it gently. We want to go to Florida to visit my family regardless, but one of my best friends got engaged over Christmas break, and she has to officially ask me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. She's getting married next year, and she wants to do it in person.
It's like a promposal.
It's a thing, I know, but she wants to do it in person, but she lives all the way in Florida, and so... She's asked everybody else in the wedding party except for me. She wants to do it in person. I know this for a fact. And so I'm trying to plan. She's like, when are you going to come? When are you going to come? I'm like, well, I have a couple of weeks off next month. I'll try to see if I can squeeze a flight down to Florida or whatever and come hang out. But the problem is that Buddy wants to go too. My boyfriend wants to come with me to Florida. I find that amazing. Like, let's go, you know? But literally every weekend that I have something going on, he is off, and then vice versa. So we can't make our schedules work to go to Florida until like the end of June. And I can't wait that long because, again, the wedding is next year and we have to start planning things like bachelorette parties and wedding fittings and like dress fittings and all that stuff.
Chicks are weird.
It's a whole process.
You're squishy and you smell nice and you're warm and all of those kind of cool things.
Situation is weird that she has to ask me in person?
The fact that you are so accommodating because you know she has to ask you in person, that you are willing to fly cross country is absolutely not logical.
Yeah, wait a minute. If this is that big a deal to her, why isn't she coming here?
That would make a lot of sense. But I do. But the thing is, I do want to go to Florida, too. Anyway, I haven't been to Florida since Christmas time, and I'd like to go see my family. Here's the issue is that we could go in June. It's waiting a little bit of distance. We could go in June, but the only time we can go is the last weekend in June, and my family comes here the first week of July. They're going to be here for an entire week, like all of my entire family, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, my parents, everyone is coming.
Right.
So I don't see the point in going the last weekend in June, and then my parents fly out here 3 days later.
Stand by for Spence.
Just from a guy's perspective, Kayla, little Jess tends, I think little Jess tends to be on the guy's side on this. I'm not going to speak for you. But you already know, Kayla, that you're in the wedding, and she already knows that you're going to be in the wedding.
I'm not kidding. I go back to the promposal thing. When did prom become a wedding in and of itself? You know what I mean? With the pomp and the circumstance and the blah, 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 you know, and all this stuff and the limos and the videographers.
It's one of the biggest gestures you can make. I don't do it, but like I get at that point in your life, you're not getting married or anything like that. So for a young kid, like this is a big deal for them.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far off on that. But this. That I have to be asked in person. Yeah.
I know.
You know what guys do? Guys call each other up and they go, getting married. And then the other guy goes, cool. And that's how you know. Yeah. And that's
Trust
how
me,
you know.
I get it. I am fully on the train that if I ever got engaged, my friends would get a nice little package that says, will you be my bridesmaid with like a bottle of wine or whatever with like a fancy
that's
label.
That's still too much.
That's not too much. You can go over the top and you can ship things. And I get it. But this is her process. It's what she wants to do. She's one of my best friends on the entire planet. I will do for my best friend. But the issue becomes that Buddy seemed so defeated when I was like, oh, I'll just go next month for a quick weekend and I'll come back. It won't be that big of a deal. But then he was like, he seems so sad. And I don't want to make Buddy sad, but I'm like, I can't wait until the end of like August to go now. Like we can't wait
so,
that
so
long.
So you got to do the fly so this many- for this, and then you got to fly back for the bachelor party. Then you got to fly back again for the, well, there's some other party in the middle probably. And
well,
then
and I'm sure there's planning
there's
sessions.
There's dress fittings. There's bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
And then She's typically you have a bridal
grand
shower.
Into this wedding and it's not even her wedding.
By the way, don't forget, Kayla's a professional bridesmaid.
Yeah, I know how to do these things right. And I'll probably end up planning a lot of it. So.
Are you the maid of honor?
No, I am not the maid of honor. I've just been through this enough.
Stay in your lane, bro.
No. It's not like that. I've just been through this enough to where like people end up leaning on me to organize stuff like this because I've been a bridesmaid 20 plus times.
No one is better than you at this.
I'm really good at stuff like this.
Yeah, you are. You're no one is better than you.
I wish I had you around when my best friend got married because she was 21, I think. I was her maid of honor. I had no idea what all was involved. I mean, only thing I ever did, which I regret now, I just threw a little barbecue with like seven guests. Yes. I had no idea. Well, we were only 21. Yes. I don't know what's involved.
Yes. And then he didn't have enough hamburgers for everyone, too. Like, that's...
Too many hot dogs, not enough hamburgers. Never enough buns. Never enough buns, never enough ice. Ugh. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't want to hurt my boyfriend's feelings. And I feel like that's the priority.
Because you're going to go without him?
That's the thing.
He can't go.
But I think that's the more important relationship out of the two. My best friend, if she really loves me, will get over it. And I feel like Buddy's feelings are much more important in this situation.
Somehow you feel like you're having to choose between your boyfriend and your best friend here?
A little bit.
You're already in the wedding. You already know it.
God, I'm so glad I'm not a girl.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I knew that P1s would want to weigh in on this whole thing. So you're in a fight with your boyfriend.
It's not a fight.
Well, you said fight.
It's like a disagreement.
Understood.
Yeah. Because it's not like we're like mad at each other or anything.
No.
I don't want to hurt his feelings if I went to Florida is the only issue.
Why again would it hurt his feelings?
Because
he wants to go?
He wants to do things with me. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. I get it.
Yeah.
But if the schedules don't work and you are of the belief that you've got to go.
Yeah, I've got to go soon.
You have to do this.
Yeah.
So, but you said that you were leaning on the side of not hurting Buddy's feelings, so you're not going to go?
Yes.
Because one of her best friends is engaged, and wants to ask Kayla to be in the wedding, or so Kayla thinks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, oh my God, how disappointing would that be if I got there and she's like, hey, so we're going to get married soon. We didn't know if maybe you just wanted to come.
Yeah. Yeah, did she
save the
date? Why do you? Yeah, what?
The only reason I know she wants to ask me in person is because the maid of honor of our best friend Leah.
Right. So you were already down the list.
She yes, exactly. She told me that Chelsea likes to. Oh, she wants to ask everyone in person. So Leah literally just got asked the other day because she was in Venice visiting Chelsea. But it took Chelsea that long to ask her in person.
But Chelsea knows you live in Las Vegas, right?
She does know that. But she also texted me the other day and was like, hey, when's the next time you're going to be in Florida?
Is Chelsea high maintenance?
Chelsea's on high maintenance. Chelsea's actually very low key.
Don't get mad at me. It was a simple question.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't mad. Sorry. That did come up.
She sniffed at me like she's high maintenance.
How dare I'll be honest.
It's not. I think it's more of an intimate thing for her. She just wants to ask in person.
P1AFJ Stu, is Kayla high maintenance?
Mm-hmm.
Kayla, I love you like a significantly younger sister, but I mean, is this really a thing, or is this just your badge of honor that you like to do things this way?
This is not me going, I need to go to Florida.
This is a very Kayla thing. And I'm not knocking it. You see the smile on my face.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm just saying, it's not a me thing. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh man, I need to go to Florida and I need to not bring my boyfriend. Like, it's more of, I know what she wants to do, and I'm trying to be a good friend and give her what she needs during her wedding time.
No, the Kayla thing here is that you believe in rules and protocol and all of those kind of things. And I'm thinking there's some weird North Florida port protocol that says that you have to be asked in person to be in the wedding.
Now, you don't have to. I have been asked, since I've moved out here, I've been asked to be in 3 weddings, all of which were gifts that were sent or emails or phone calls.
Or by Raven Scroll.
Yes. God, I did get a really lovely, but they can make like lovely packages now. Like I got a great package like 2 years ago from my best friend, Katie, who asked me to be in her wedding. And she gave me like a bottle of wine. It says, will you be my bridesmaid on it? And it was a really sweet package. You can do stuff like that. I just don't think this is Chelsea's thing.
Maybe you should ask her when she's going to be in Vegas next.
That's what I said. If this is so important to her, then why doesn't she get on a plane?
What's a round trip ticket cost?
I've got them as low as like $120 before.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do you normally spend?
On average,
probably $250.
Yeah.
Because I can get them really low, or I go up to $400 or $500. So.
No, I get where you're going with that. I've been a best man. Twice. And I've been a groomsman 10 times. I don't think I've ever been asked in person.
Really?
Ever.
I was a groomsman for your wedding.
Yep.
And I don't think I think it was brought up in conversation, but
I think you just showed up.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think you just showed up.
You stand in line up there.
And I said, did you get your tux? And you're like, what?
Where?
Yeah,
Men's
what do you
warehouse mean? In Mukilteo.
Yeah. See, it's different for girls. It's different for girls.
Then you were like, oh, I'm doing that? Damn it, I'll need socks.
I know it's different for girls, and this is why the lack of logic involved in this perplexes men, because this makes no sense. I'm not spending $250 to go to Florida for a girl. Would you be my wedding? Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Bye, buddy. And speaking of
that, I'm shocked. Oh my God, really? Me?
Jay Stu, give love to your wife. We'll see you.
Thanks, Chip.
Bye, bud.
All right. Yes, Chastity, is that how you say that?
Yes, it is.
Chastity.
And Kayla, you're being way too extra.
Wait, how so, though?
In 2020, my wedding date is 8/2020, and my best friend lives all the way in Maryland. That's the love of my life. I love my best friend. And when I told her, I did FaceTime, and I held a sign up over the phone and asked her to be my maid of honor.
I just thought
that's how we did it.
Right as you were saying that, I went, can't you FaceTime?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, we can do that, but it just takes the intimacy out of it. So.
And the best part, when you were saying, like, you would have to see your mom and dad, you go out in June to spend time with your family, and then you come back and spend more time with your family.
Right.
If you go at the end of June. That's how I look at it when I go to Texas. I go to Texas in July. My dad comes out right after for a bowling tournament. I get to spend extra time with my dad.
I want to go back to this intimacy. Is there some sort of post-asking cuddle?
No, nothing like that.
You know what I mean?
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
A woman in Mississippi took her truck in for service last week. Then she went to go do some other errands. Saw an employee from the dealership driving her truck around. Not checking it out, making sure that it's roadworthy or any of that.
No.
Oh, no. She waited and kept watching while he went to Lowe's and did some shopping. Then while he was inside at Lowe's, she used her spare key to take her car back and left the guy standing in the parking lot with his shopping bag.
Oh, my God.
Guy was fired and the service manager was suspended.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, no, they should be.
I'm not saying should be, but he still lost his job. That sucks.
Don't be an idiot.
No, I agree.
Then.
Why?
I just feel bad
for that kind of empathy. No.
That doesn't mean I don't think he should be fired.
Listen, no, stop it. You steal, never mind. So then there's a woman in Texas, okay? She goes into the garden center at Walmart, and an employee went and locked the garden center with her inside.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I want to go somewhere with this.
I thought he saw me, but I was also wearing a green sweatshirt. Maybe I blended in with the plants. I'm not sure. But he or she, don't really know, locked me in. So I just stood there and I was like, oh, this isn't happening.
So she tried banging on the door. Nobody heard her. She wasn't able to yell out or anything because she had laryngitis. So, So she called her mom, who tried calling. Well, I don't know why she didn't just call Walmart, but she called her mom, who tried calling Walmart, but nobody answered. So the mom called the police, and they finally came and got her out.
Funny.
702-364-9898. I was trying to think. Have you ever been locked in anywhere except for jail? That's a little obvious.
I got locked in a classroom at school one time. It was I couldn't get out. It was at like 9 o'clock at night, and we just got done with the meeting. And our teacher that was in charge of the meeting thought that I was gone.
I was thinking about it. Think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Or stuck in an elevator.
Yikes.
I was locked in and I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Stuck inside and couldn't get out. 702-364-9898.
98.5 KLUC's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. Spence, you ever been locked in anywhere?
I've tried to think. No, I don't think I have.
I think I made it out
solid,
scot-free.
Good.
I mean, jokingly, but it was locked in the walk-in at Domino's Pizza when I was like 18 years old. And they left me in there for like 7-8 minutes as a joke, but I wasn't.
That's
then you're still locked in though.
But that's different.
You don't know how long you're going to be locked in. If your buddies lock you in there, you don't know how long you're going to be locked in there for.
You know they're going to let you out.
They're screwing with you.
Yeah. Going to full
panic mode. Although, see, for me, this qualifies. Allison, when were you locked in? Allison, hello, Allison.
She's presently locked in.
I think she's got us. Yeah.
Oh no,
your phone outside.
Oh wait.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you know what? That was me. Go ahead.
Okay. So my then 2.5-year-old, about a year ago, she thought it was a game to lock me into my garage. And so imagine I was she's wondering what I'm doing right now. And so we were home alone, and so I'd have to be creative to figure out how to get back into the house. Sometimes getting my neighbor's ladder to hop the fence to hopefully get in the sliding door in the back if it was unlocked. So peed herself a couple times, out of hysteria, but we were good.
So you can get out of the garage. You just can't get back in the house.
Because, we don't want to leave a spare key in the garage in case someone were to find it and let themselves into our house. So
right.
Even though that happened, my husband still said no.
Oh my God, wow. That's so funny.
Wow. How old is she now?
She's 3.5. So she lesson learned, she's now old enough to unlock the door. So when she locked me out the other day, I could tell her to do it and she knew what to do. Thank God, because, you know.
Your child has a lot of issues with locks, apparently.
That's a great I think it's the fine motor skill.
That's a great story. Thank you, Allison. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll see you. Hey, Jill, so you got locked where?
In a public storage off Boulder Highway.
Oh, my God. What happened?
It was the sketchiest thing. We had to go down there because somebody broke into our locker, so the manager called us down there. And it was like 9 o'clock at night, and about 5 minutes after we went in there, the manager locked the front gate and wouldn't let us get back out. We kept reasoning with her, and she told us that the sign says it closes at 9, you know, winning personality, like she's been locked in public storage for 10 years. So we ended up having to call the cops to let us out, to convince her to let us out, because it's not a nice area. You don't need two 22-year-old girls locked in public storage on Boulder Highway.
No, but doesn't the gate work so that you can get, so you can get out?
No, it locks at 9 o'clock, I guess, in this area because of where it's at. So if you're not out of there by a certain time, then you're locked inside public storage.
It's accurate. The storage unit we have up on West Russell, it's done at 9 o'clock. You can keypad all you want. It won't let you out.
That's interesting. Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Right? Ken, what did you get locked in?
So this is when I was early 20s. Me and my buddies were drinking, and we thought it'd be funny to go, you know, check out some coffins.
By the way, how many times does the story start? Me and my buddies were drinking. Yeah. How many times on this show does it start? Me and my buddies were drinking.
Just set the premise.
And I'm sorry, and you went to go check out some what?
So we thought it'd be cool to go look at coffins. You know, I don't know why we started looking at coffins. And then my buddy was like, dude, get into this one. This looks nice. So my stupidity kicked in, you know, alcohol. So I was like, all right, let me try it. No. So I got in. He shut the door and locked me in and then took off. And then next, so I'm banging, and the employee opens up the coffin, and he was pissed.
Oh, I'll bet.
He was like, these are not toys, and I'm going to call the cops, and you just need to get the blah out of here, and all this shit. And I'm looking for my friend, and he's gone. I mean, I don't know where he went. And I'm like, this fool left me in a coffin.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, we're still cool. We prank each other here and there. But
You mess around.
Real. Funny and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Brought to you by who?
In an accident, remember, after 911, you should call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN.
Little Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
That is DJ Taylor of Summerlin.
DJ, what's your buzzer going to be?
No teal.
Yeah, man. And contestant number two?
That is Ivanka Buenristro from Southwest.
How do you really say it, Ivanka?
Buenristro.
Yeah, there you go. What's your buzzer going to be?
Boombastic.
Okay. Boombastic. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. If we could only get the Sharks fans to not cry about officiating on the same level of Kayla Showbiz SmackDown players.
Right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you just gotta accept it.
Awful.
You gotta understand, ref, you suck!
Constant with those guys.
Yeah. Stop. And then Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
Which KLUC artist is calling it quits with her husband after 7 years together? Is that Beyonce, Adele, or Alicia Keys?
Fantastic.
DJ.
Adele.
Is it Adele? Sure is Adele. That's sad. I don't know why it makes me sad.
Yeah.
It just does. What's he's the Lifewater guy?
Yeah, he was the co-founder of Lifewater, and he's the CEO of that charity Drop for Drop that you see on like a lot of the labels.
Sure.
Yeah. That was kind of cool, actually.
That's too bad. Adele back on the market, though.
On the market.
Uh-huh. Yikes. Who does she go running with?
I don't know. No idea.
Wasn't she hanging out with somebody just not that long ago?
Well, I mean, her best friend is Jennifer Lawrence, and she's newly engaged.
Oh, good Lord. Jennifer Lawrence and Adele out trying to scoop up some men's. Oh, my God. All right, one for DJ. Here's question two.
Which streaming company has signed a $60 million deal with Beyonce? Is it Disney Plus, Hulu, or Netflix?
Boombastic.
Nothing.
Ivanka.
Hulu?
Ivanka says Hulu. Is Ivanka right? No.
DJ, is it Disney Plus or Netflix?
Netflix.
Is it Netflix, says DJ? Sure is. 2-0, DJ. Oh, my goodness. So Beyonce's deal with Netflix is $60 million. Was it actually tomorrow night, Game 7.
Okay.
Golden Knights. Sharks. Let's make this worth 7 game-winning points.
Kanye's big Coachella performance yesterday is called what? Sunday's...
That is DJ. Quick.
Sunday Service.
DJ says Sunday Service like he was saying his own name. If DJ is right, DJ sweeps and he wins. If DJ is wrong, Ivanka gets a chance to just take all of his hard work and throw it in the recycling bin since it's Earth Day.
Smart.
Is it Sunday Service? Dramatic pause. Sunday service.
Dominance.
By the way, started doing merch.
I know. I have never wanted to be a part of something so much as Sunday Service.
Well, you could have if you'd have gone to Coachella.
Listen, I am not a Coachella person, and so I regret not going, mainly because I would love to go to Sunday Service, and I would be one of those fools that would purchase one of those Sunday Service shirts for $250.
Yeah, I think if you go to the Kardashian mansion for Sunday Service, I don't think they'll have those there, but at Coachella, heck yeah,
take that
money. Ivanka, we love you, but we got to let you go.
Bye.
DJ Taylor of Summerlin with Cowabunga Bay tickets. Have a great day outside in the wind. And everybody rejoice in the knowledge that DJ Taylor of Summerlin is today's champion.
Taylor's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first...
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
In his long and storied cinematic career. Do you love Denzel Washington, Lil Jess?
I do.
I get the idea. Yeah, like, do you respect him as an artiste, or do you wish he did more nude scenes?
I've actually never found him that attractive, no? But I love him as an artist.
I do. I think he's hot.
Oh, my God. He's so attractive.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I just dig him. I just dig Denzel, like a lot of people. In his entire career, Denzel Washington had never appeared in a sequel until they did The Equalizer 2 last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'd think.
All original screenplays. That's really...
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's true. I know. Yeah. And we're all going through our heads as if somehow we were going to go, oh, no, that's not true.
That's funny.
So dumb. When the original Nintendo was released in America in 1985, they only sold it in New York City to try and test the waters. Test market.
Okay.
You know, test market. Failed miserably.
Really?
And they almost... did not release Nintendo in America. They gave it a second test run a few months later in L.A., did a lot better. You know the story since then.
Okay.
There is an Oscar for Best Original Musical. There is.
Okay.
It has not been given since 1984 because there has not been a year with at least 3 worthy nominees. The last winner... in 1984, can you pick it off? 84. It's easy once you know it. It's like a lot of things. It's easy once.
Cats.
You know it. Nope.
Oh. I'm not gonna guess. I have no idea.
No.
Sound of Music.
Purple Rain.
Oh.
1984. Last original musical or best? Yeah. Post-it notes, originally called Press and Peel, when they first came out in 1977, they didn't sell very well as Press and Peel, so they changed the name to Post-it Notes, and now. I was trying to look it up really quick. There's some, I want to say that they've sold more Post-it notes than like any other item, whatever. Like Post-it notes is a crazy.
Oh, really?
It's got some crazy record to it. But they didn't start selling Post-it notes, or they didn't start selling until they changed it to Post-it notes in 1980 and it went nuts.
I definitely contributed to those numbers like probably 10 years ago when the Post-it note challenge thing was and you'd go out and you'd cover people's cars in Post-it notes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's that person?
So, Billboard Hot 100 chart. Elvis, 4th all time, 109. Lil Wayne, 3rd, 162. Drake, second all-time, 193. The most ever singles to make the Billboard Hot 100 chart by any one artist or group. 207 singles. So only one entity, I guess, whatever you'd call them, has cracked the 200 barrier. Be ashamed of yourselves. The cast of Glee.
That's awesome.
That's very funny.
No, I turned my mic off so you wouldn't hear me throwing up in my mouth a little.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Jeff Buchanan Show brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Oh my goodness. 1995, are you kidding me? No, I am telling the truth. I am telling the truth. Get to Meineke right away for your 1995 oil change.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo, who you got?
There is a class at Greenville, in Greenville, North Carolina. It's Wintergreen Intermediate School. And there is a classroom of third graders who they have a blind student in their class. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to make sure that he felt included, Landon felt included, in the Easter egg hunt on Friday. So they went out and got these special eggs that I guess have been around for a while, and I've just never seen them before. But they are, they make sound.
Oh, my God. I smell a bit for next year.
So the students actually from the class went out, got these eggs, and then had the teachers and everything place the eggs around. And they all did a blind Easter egg hunt and went by just so Landon felt included. And I thought that was really cool. So for the students at Wintergreen Intermediate School in that third grade class, you
tremendous.
The greatest person in the world.
Mr. Spence?
A little Earth Day fun fact for you, 49th anniversary of Earth Day. Get this, in 1970, a senator from Wisconsin named Gaylord Nelson, inspired by a California oil spill, decided to start a grassroots demonstration. And another Republican congressman, Pete McCloskey, in California, and a guy from Harvard, decided we needed to do this. What day? April 22nd, because it falls between spring break and final exams, so students could participate. So that first year, 20 million students, basically, began with Earth Day.
I really thought it was on the 20th. It's the 22nd?
On the 22nd, yeah. All along. Mm-hmm.
Fun fact for you.
sorry to get that earlier. I personally believe that human beings have a big deal to do with global warming. Not everybody believes that. That doesn't mean you can't make your environment and the planet a better place.
They still Amen. Do good stuff.
Where you can recycle, you can clean up. Please, for God's sake, stop littering. We're in the desert. Save water. So do what you can to make your space, what you can control, a better place.
That's, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Amen, Chad.
You're going to think I'm making a joke about this, but I don't flush the urinal at work, and I've gone to the bathroom 4 times today. That's 4 gallons of water I've saved. That is being water smart.
3 times he used the urinal.
Most times I just go out back behind the dumpster, like all good Americans should. So to the creators of Earth Day, Senator Nelson and Congressman McCloskey and that dude from Harvard, Dennis Hayes, I think that you is.
Yeah, nice work.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Oh, we should have just let Spence do it and put the battle hymn of the Republic behind him.
Absolutely.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Anyway. Little Jess?
I'm going to piggyback off of that. This one for Intercom, for taking on that one thing to improve the environment every day, just to let us know that each of us has a responsibility in that.
And salute they're just your asking captain while you're
one thing. One thing, that's it. Maybe you decide to take that water bottle instead of throwing it in a regular trash can, you throw it in the recycle bin. So it's for Intercom for their one thing, and for all of us, and for Kayla, the captain.
We're saluting Captain Kayla. Spence and I are saluting Captain Kayla right now just to make sure
this is ridiculous.
That is
one
proper
thing,
respect.
You is
the greatest person in the world.
And speaking of Kayla and speaking of Little Jess, I salute the both of you.
Why is that?
Because last week, for many of you, you may or may not have even noticed that we weren't here because things were so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla spent a number of hours. It's kind of her thing. She likes stuff like that. I would say.
I like organization.
You
pick
love
apart
it when
things.
You love it when I leave you alone and let you just do stuff on your own.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, sorry.
You know, you're still new here. I don't know if you're aware.
Probation's not even done yet.
Yeah, are you even getting medical insurance yet?
Because oh, my God. Like,
by the way, I did see my position posted 30 days ago.
You did not.
Yes.
You did not.
Anyway, that was a
I
secret.
Swear I know nothing. Yeah, well, there we go. Well, so there's something else I need to talk to you about after the show. Oh. No. But seriously, Kayla, thank you for putting it all together. Lil Jess, thank you for making it flawless last week.
Oh, thanks.
Just really great work, and just I wanted to say thank you, and I wanted to do it publicly. So,
good.
Kayla and Lil Jess, y'all just might be
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
We got to go quick, Lil Jess. Who you got?
Jemay LeMay.
Uh-uh.
Hey.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, guys.
How was Easter at the LeMay household?
Oh, it was awesome. We had a Marvel marathon. We're trying to catch up before Endgame.
Gotcha. I know. Smart. I wish I'd have done that. I wish I had. Real quick, we learned something at the very beginning of the show today based on Gerard Gallant's coat that he wore yesterday. Some people are like, "Did you see that coat? It's awfully close to teal." No, it's not. No, it's really not. And it is also that coat, that jacket that that Coach Gallant wore yesterday. Is also Kayla's favorite color, which we learned is?
Cobalt blue.
Cobalt blue. Not royal blue.
Beautiful blue.
Yeah, not periwinkle, not Dodger blue, cobalt blue, ladies and gentlemen. And now we know.
She's so specific.
Yes, she is. Why do I believe that you've already been to Brews and Blues? Is this true?
This is actually my first time going, so I'm really, really excited.
My God. You're going to have so much fun. I don't know why I thought I had seen you there before. You're going to have so much fun May 11th at Springs Preserve. Enjoy on us, okay?
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Yep, we love you so much. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, rest up today.
Yes.
For tomorrow is Game 7.
Oh, nights go.
We'll see you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.